Rail HQ bid on track. Darlington should find out this month if we are still in the race to be the home of Great British Railways. Last year, a national competition was announced to find a suitable location for the new rail body. We submitted our expression of interest, along with other hopefuls, earlier this year. As the home of the world's first steam-powered passenger railway, not to mention the first steam engine to be built in the UK for decades, our credentials as a pioneering railway town are first class. If shortlisted, we will go forward to a public vote in the coming weeks and months, with a final decision on the headquarters location due to be announced this summer. Watch this space. Learning and Skills Darlington. Free courses for 16 to 18-year-olds. Sign up today. Learning and Skills provides study programmes and pre-apprenticeship programmes all year round to young people across Darlington and the Tees Valley, enabling them to develop their personal, social and employability skills. Courses include Maths and English, Personal Development, Employability, Customer Service, Motor Vehicle, plus lots more. New learners may be entitled to free lunches and free travel with Arriva North East. T&Cs apply. Our qualifications offer a progression route into higher level diplomas and apprenticeships within learning and skills, Darlington Borough Council and other local employers. Call 01325 405 601. Text 07932 869 325. Email lands@darlington.gov.uk. Website www.darlington.gov.uk/learning and skills. Or view our website for the latest apprenticeship vacancies.
Tackling loneliness together. Feeling lonely can have a negative impact on your mental health, especially if these feelings have lasted a long time. Research suggests that loneliness is associated with an increased risk of depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, sleep problems, and stress. This year's Mental Health Awareness Week, which runs from 9th of May, focuses on loneliness and how we can help ourselves and others to improve our mental health. How can you help? Knock on the door of someone you know who lives alone for a chat or to offer them a helping hand. Visit www.darlingtoncares.co.uk for volunteering opportunities. Join a club. Enjoy nature, a walk in the park, or even a cuppa in your backyard. Smile and be kind. For free anonymous support, www.darlington.gov.uk and search mental health support. www.mentalhealth.org.uk, www.darlingtonmind.co.uk, cuth.com, www.samaritans.org, call 116 123 or email joe@samaritans.org. Caring Darlington. To mark Carers Week, between 6th and 12th June, the town clock will be lit in recognition of the 10,000 plus unpaid carers in the area who regularly support relatives and friends. Carers are continuing to face new challenges as a result of the pandemic, with many people taking on more unpaid caring responsibilities. Darlington Carers Support offers a range of help, including group and one-to-one support. They can help with counselling, training and carer breaks. For more information, visit www.dccarers.org, Phone 0300 030 1215 or email admin@darlingtoncarers.org.
Skerningham Garden Village, getting involved with developing a design code. What is a design code and what can you influence? The local plan, which included the designation of Skerningham Garden Village, was adopted by the council earlier this year. The agreement included a requirement to develop a design code for the area before any development can take place. A design code sets out expectations about the look and feel of a development and will help to ensure the Skerningham Garden Village will be developed to a high standard. To make sure the design code reflects local character and preferences, we are encouraging people to get involved and help to develop the legally binding document. How we will continue to engage with you. There is a dedicated Skerningham section of our website available at www.darlington.gov.uk/planning policy, which will be updated regularly. By the time this edition comes through your door, the first of the planned local workshops will have taken place, and preparations are underway to hold the second round in a week commencing May the 16th. As well as local residents, we also want to hear from people with different experiences and viewpoints. Have you recently moved into a new development, and would you be willing to share your experiences? If you have moved into a new development in Darlington in the last few years, we would welcome your involvement and contribution. The Skerningham Design Code will be shaped around the 10 characteristics of well-designed places. Your experiences and those of your family of living in a new area in the context of these characteristics would be invaluable in helping shape the code. We want to know what is good, not so good, and what else you would have liked to see in place. You can give your views anonymously. Are you a young person and want to help shape Skerningham? We would welcome involvement from young people in a variety of ways. We plan to work with further education and youth employment providers in the town. Your involvement and contribution in shaping the future of this part of your town will be an important marker for any new development. Contact skerninghamdesign@darlington.gov.uk if you'd like to take part.
Vera drops in. Back in January, we were approached by ITV, who were keen to use the town hall as a set for filming an episode of crime drama Vera. We accepted the unique opportunity and began working with the production team, who had never filmed this far south before. In April, 80 cast and crew descended on the town centre and work began to create the backdrop to the hit show. You may have noticed several changes, including some of our signage being removed to make way for fictitious Northumberland and City Council signs. A reception desk and signage were also installed inside. We invited fans, colleagues and members of the public to join us on the day to take a sneak peek at the filming set and watch out for any famous faces. Although DCI Vera Stanhope couldn't join us on the day, we did have DS Aidan Healy with us and Samantha Spiro, who plays Belinda in the first episode of the new series. The crowd was greeted by Kenny Doherty, who plays DS Healy, as he happily gave autographs and took photos with fans who came from as far as Middlesbrough and Barnard Castle. The day provided a fantastic insight into the work that goes into creating such a hit show and gave the town hall its 5 minutes of fame. The production team donated £500 to be divided between the Mayor's Charities, Darlington Mind and St Teresa's Hospice. We're not sure exactly when the episode will air, but we expect it to be late autumn. We need your help to enrich elderly lives in Darlington. This is an advertisement from the Darlington Town Mission. Please donate today. Every pound you give goes directly to make a local elderly person enjoy a happier life through relief from loneliness and isolation, socialising and having fun. Your donations provide free outings for our friends, such as a trip to the seaside with a fish and chip lunch, a visit to a local garden centre with afternoon tea, or a visit to the Hippodrome Theatre. Please help by giving a donation either via www.localgiving.com/Darlington Town Mission or by sending a cheque payable to Darlington Town Mission to our registered address, 2 Davison Road, Darlington, DL1 3DR. And their website address is dtm@darlingtontownmission.org.uk, or you can visit www.darlingtontownmission.org.uk, and their telephone number is 0794 325 1357. And Darlington Town Mission are looking for and wanting a social media volunteer. It says, we are looking for an enthusiastic student or young professional wanting to help their local community. Working alongside our marketing team, you'd be helping to update our news pages and promote our events on the website, design new pages and create social media posts on Facebook and Instagram. Interested? Contact Julia Bean at marketing@darlingtontownmission.org.uk.
Tees Valley Business. Tees Valley Business is here to help local SMEs with expert advice, support and access to finance and funding. Support is impartial and fully funded, which means there is no cost to your business. Tees Valley Business Growth Fund. If you're an SME based in the Tees Valley, including Darlington, with plans to grow or take on more employees, then you may be eligible to access grant funding through the Tees Valley Business Growth Fund. You could access up to 55% grant funding for business improvement projects, up to a maximum grant of £20,000. A £1,000 grant helps Darlington Architectural Practice build for the future. Darlington-based architectural practice Wardman Brown needed a cash injection to help pay for the new equipment needed to take on another member of staff to its growing team. Delivering projects for both residential and commercial clients right across the UK, Wardman Brown is a dynamic and forward-thinking firm which has been growing its portfolio since opening its doors in 2011. Projects range from small residential extensions, large contemporary houses and barn conversions, to large commercial office blocks and industrial developments. After a busy year and a growing client list, Wardman Brown urgently needed to take on a senior architectural technologist to support with project delivery and keep up with demand. But first, the business needed to upgrade its current systems and IT equipment. Director Lee Wardman got in touch with Tees Valley Business to find out what funding and support was available. Working with a business growth consultant, Lee put in a successful application to the Tees Valley Business Growth Fund and was able to access £1,100 in grant funding. Lee explained, "Practically, the funding has enabled us to upgrade our existing IT server, giving us much-needed storage space to run our current projects and take on future work. The addition of another computer also allowed us to take on another senior architectural technologist to assist our growing workload and ultimately help with the growth of the business. The process to apply was straightforward. It was just a case of getting quotations for the equipment and submitting an online application form. I would definitely recommend applying. It's simple and easy. Visit www.teesvalleybusiness.com to find out how we can support your business growth journey."
Survey on adult social care support during the pandemic. Did you receive adult social care support provided or commissioned by the council during the pandemic? Do you know someone who has received adult social care support? This support could include home adaptations, carers to help in the home, rehablement services after a hospital stay, a council-funded care home, or sheltered accommodation, extra care, permanent place or temporary visit for carer respite or recovery after hospital. The Council's Adult Scrutiny Committee wants to find out how the changes which had to be made to adult social care services because of the pandemic impacted you or the person who receives the care, whether you felt they were good or bad or just different, and how and why. We particularly want to hear if there were any changes that made things better, more convenient, or more flexible for you. The Council could then consider continuing offering the service and giving residents the choice to make our services easier for you to use. We'd really value your input. Visit www.darlington.gov.uk/consultations to complete the survey, or ask a friend, relative, or carer to help you to complete it if you don't use the internet. Your relative, friend, or carer can also fill in the survey to give their views, as they may be different. The survey will work on a smartphone, tablet, or other internet-enabled device too. You can also get access to a computer in the library. If you have any difficulties accessing the survey online, contact Paul Dalton on 405 805, or email paul.dalton@darlington.gov.uk. We really value your views on what were the good aspects of the changes made, what were the bad, and how we can continue to improve the service you receive.
Is your 2-year-old enjoying free childcare? Check your child's eligibility for up to 15 hours a week. Just have your national insurance number to hand and go online, www.darlington.gov.uk/childcarechecker, all one word, or email pfis@darlington.gov.uk, or call Darlington Families Information Team on 406 222 option 7. Do you need out-of-school care? We can help. Holiday care is needed? Phone 01325 406 222 option 7.
Planting a tree for the Jubilee. Thank you to all the volunteers who came along to help plant more than 3,500 trees across the town as part of the Queen's Green Canopy. This unique tree planting initiative was held across the country to encourage everyone to learn about tree planting and provide a lasting legacy for the Jubilee. Volunteers came out in all weathers to help us plant the trees. Thank you for all your efforts, and we hope future generations will enjoy the green canopy you have helped create across the town. Good news! Bin collections will stay the same during the Jubilee celebrations on Thursday and Friday. Put your bin out by 7 a.m. on the day of collection and bring it back in as soon as possible. Please make sure our wagons can get into your street on collection day. Join in the fun. Come down to the Market Square over the Jubilee weekend for a fun-packed timetable of family-friendly activities, including face painting, hula hoop workshops, lino printing, cake decorating, paper crafts, embroidery, a green screen photo booth, and giant colouring in. There will be a host of performers on the main stage and a giant screen showing the highlights of the celebrations in London, as well as a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious film.
The Queen's Platinum Jubilee 2022. Come and join the party. Darlington Town Centre, Market Square, Thursday the 2nd to Saturday the 4th of June. enjoydarlington.co.uk/jubilee.
Thursday 2nd June, 10 a.m, live broadcast of the Queen's Birthday Parade, Trooping the Colour. 1 p.m, Brothers of Harmony vocal group performing well-loved songs from throughout the decades. 2 p.m, Town Crier Proclamation. 3:30 p.m, a large screen showing of Mary Poppins for everyone to sing along to. 7 p.m, Beatlemania. 9 p.m, Lighting of the Beacon Ceremony. Friday, 3rd June. 11 a.m, Cockerton Prize Silver Band. 1 p.m, Homegrown, the UK's leading UB40 tribute band. 2:45 p.m, Amy Winehouse tribute, Laura Jane Butler. 4:30 p.m, Clone Play. 6:30 p.m, Subarctic Monkeys. Saturday, 4th June. 11 a.m, Kids Disco Hour. 12:30 p.m, Brass Band. 2 p.m, 1950s Rhythm and Blues Band, The Revolutionaries. 3:30 p.m, Party Band, Discography. 4:30 p.m, Ukrainian Musician, Nadia Violin. The Finale, live broadcast of the BBC's Platinum Party at the Palace. All information correct at the time of printing. Please note the lineups and schedule may be subject to change. Visit enjoydarlington.co.uk/jubilee.
Get together for Jubilee fun. We know that many of you are planning street parties and other community celebrations over the Jubilee weekend. We would love to see photos of your bunting, painted faces, food and what you get up to. Please tag Darlington Borough Council in your social media posts or email your photos to editor@onedarlington.org.uk over the weekend and we will share our favourites. Don't forget, there's lots of information on our website about hosting a safe and fun community event. Visit www.darlington.gov.uk/streetparty to find out more. Lighting up the skies. We are delighted to be lighting one of the official Platinum Jubilee beacons on Thursday, June the 2nd, outside the Town Hall. Come along to join in the celebrations as we become part of this historic event, which is being marked simultaneously across the Commonwealth. At 2 p.m, Peter Stemmer, our town crier, will join hundreds of criers and pearly kings and queens across the country in announcing a proclamation heralding the lighting of the beacons later that evening. At 9 p.m, the lighting ceremony will begin, and at 9:35 p.m, a piper will play Diu Regnare, a unique tune specially written for the occasion by Pipe Major Stuart Liddell, the world's leading piper. This will be followed by a cornet announcing the lighting of the beacon at 9:45 p.m. Our beacon will then be lit in front of the town hall, followed by fireworks. We hope as many of you as possible will come down and share in this very special moment of the Jubilee weekend.
This audio edition of One Darlington has been recorded by the Darlington and District Talking Newspaper.